Hey there, Chris from Customized here. You know, it's now over a decade that we've been using smartphones. Smartphone took dozens of electronic devices and bundled it all into one convenient pocket-sized gadget. Every year, your mobile phone evolves to offer better screen resolution, better camera performance, quicker processor speeds, and larger storage available every year. Apps connect us with all our favorite social, on-demand, and messaging platforms. Can you remember your first experiences with a smartphone? You pretty quickly forgot your old device, that device that offered only a fraction of the conveniences the new phone brought you. Remember when you used to manually wind the windows up or down in your car? You know, that's in the distant past. Car technology evolved, and nowadays, cars are stacked with features for improving efficiency, comfort, safety, and entertainment. You ever played a cassette in your car? Not anymore. Manufacturers of cars are bringing out new features at a similar rate to smartphone companies. And with this, consumers are well used to the speed of technology evolving year on year. We no longer use the cassette. We're streaming our media also to the car. So if I turn my attention to UK homes and as well, new homes built in the UK have experienced major changes over the past decade. They've definitely got better insulation properties. They're building now with they're more mindful to air tightness and the benefits of that brings. They're using ventilation systems to cut down on the buildup of condensation, mold, or damp. We're now having zonal heating to give us improved comfort room by room and to save energy and be able to turn off rooms that aren't necessarily needing heat. And love it or hate it, we've seen huge increases in value of the home in the last decade. The average house price continues to climb over that 10-year period. One part of the home that hasn't evolved to meet new modern living standards is your household wiring. It isn't an exaggeration to say that the majority of new homes are wired no differently than when they were back in 1997. So that's going back 20 years. 20 years of telephone sockets, television points in the wrong positions in the room, 20 years of aerial and satellite dishes causing real acne on the outside of our buildings. And continuing that acne theme, you've got all that horrible cabling from your telecoms provider on the outside of your home. And that's all typically all because no one had the foresight to consider where your TV set-top box might go or where your router might go. But over the next 5 years, you're going to see a lot of changes in household, and technology products are going to arrive at a rate unseen before. So how ready is your home for these TV streaming devices, internet connected kitchen appliances, you know, soon to come virtual reality entertainment systems? How ready is your home being for voice controlled home assistants appearing? If you think you're not going to have all these things, including virtual reality in your home, you are mistaken. Companies like Apple, Google, British Telecom, Netflix, just to name a few, they will push this new lifestyle upon you. I remember some people saying that they never thought they would have a smartphone 10 years ago. You know, how did that turn out for them? They've all got a smartphone in their pocket. It just became the normal. And it will become normal to have a voice assistant in your home, to stream all your content over the internet, and for appliances in your home to make decisions based on the time of day, the price of water, and virtual reality. That might be the one to arrive last, but it's going to come. And certainly a younger generation are going to use it as a way to be in touch with their friends. Stay tuned, guys. So the changes that home builders need to make to stop producing dumb homes aren't as drastic as you may think. I'm going to read out four tips for designers and builders of new homes, which I think are quite easy for them to implement. First of all, start considering the amount of technology your buyers will bring with them when they move into the new home. We regularly analyze homeowners' Wi-Fi networks, and at present, in 2018, we're consistently seeing over 25 internet-connected devices on a home network. That amount of devices is only going to increase year on year. Second one would be to seek out training courses or presentations that provide easy-to-access content on smart homes or the connected home. Organizations like REBA for architects and NHBC for home builders have both recently published articles and launched accredited courses related to smart homes. Number three, please speak to the existing tradespeople involved on your projects. Listen to their views on how they would make your home smarter. Work with the people that are already a part of your project. They may be involved in smart home projects in the luxury or custom build sectors of the construction industry and could bring a lot of that skills and experiences to mass built homes. And finally, make the change to build smart today. Stop the construction of dumb homes for your customers. Over the years, you've introduced renewables, you've made your homes more energy efficient, and you're using now innovative heating methods in your developments. Now is the right time to introduce smart home to your developments. To help you with that, there is a trade organization called CEDIA, the Custom Electronic Design and Installation Association. Look for your local member. Customized are Norfolk-based CEDIA professionals. We offer the CPD presentations to architects, builders, and interior designs. We do these regularly from our offices, or we can do them at your premises. Please get in touch with us to start making the switch to building smart.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.